The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Hi, welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Earlier today, I said during the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to give away three very nice Mother's Day gift baskets. And we will, but not yet. Not yet. We will just a little later. So continue listening, and I will tell you when to call, and we'll make it really easy. We'll take the first three callers, and all of them will win a nice gift basket for Mother's Day. Now, please understand, because of the whole COVID-19 thing, you're going to have to come to our studios and pick them up, and you're going to need to call and make an appointment because our staff is not here during the entire day. So it's no big deal, but you'll have to call, make an appointment, and come by and pick it up. I apologize for that, but with the COVID-19 thing, that's the only way we can get the basket to you. So we did that yesterday. We had three winners yesterday, and yesterday the winners were Sherry, Janet, and David. They were the winners yesterday. Congratulations to Sherry, Janet, and David. Sometime during this hour, I will tell you when to call. We'll take the first three callers, and all three of them will win a nice gift package or a nice gift basket with toiletry items and so forth. Really nice basket. And we'll do that again tomorrow. So three yesterday, three today, three tomorrow. That's nine. On Thursday, we will take those nine, and we will pick a grand prize winner. A much larger basket filled with some really cool stuff from Bed Bath & Beyond and a $100 gift certificate to one of Columbus's favorite Italian restaurants. No, not Olive Garden. Nothing against Olive Garden, but no. So a $100 gift certificate plus a really nice gift basket. So that's the deal. A little later, I will tell you when to call. I came across this quote today, and I try very hard to practice what I preach, and it was just, the quote was just too good to be true, supposedly from Winston Churchill, and it just fits with what's going on today. And I thought, nah, probably somebody made it up and attributed it to Churchill. I checked it out. It's an actual quote from Winston Churchill. Listen to this carefully. And the reason why this caught my attention is right now we are told, listen to the experts. You have to listen to the experts. Listen to the experts. Here's what Winston Churchill said. Quote, nothing would be more fatal than for the government of states to get in the hands of experts. Expert knowledge is limited knowledge, and the unlimited ignorance of the plain man who knows where it hurts is a safer guide than any rigorous direction of a specialized character. I love that. Can I read it to you again? It's kind of heavy. But listen carefully. This is Winston Churchill on experts. Again, quoting, nothing would be more fatal than for the government of states to get in the hands of experts. Expert knowledge is limited knowledge, and the unlimited ignorance of the plain man who knows where it hurts is a safer guide than any rigorous direction of a specialized character. Sir Winston Churchill himself. And I guess throughout history, we have been enamored with the experts. But we got to be careful. Experts are often wrong. Case in point, and I've used this illustration before, but I think it illustrates the point that I'm trying to get across. In a criminal trial, let's say it is a murder trial, a grotesque, horrible murder trial, and the defendant claims absolute innocence. I wasn't there, didn't do it, had nothing to do with it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There is no eyewitness of the crime. There is no hard, cold forensic evidence. It's basically based on circumstantial evidence. Okay. In a case like that, the prosecution will always bring in a parade of experts. They will be taken to the stand, raise their right hand, and they will swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And the attorneys will ask that expert question after question after question after question, and they will give their expert opinion. Then the other side has their chance, and they bring in a long parade of experts. And the jury will be given the credentials of these experts, their education, their experience. And they've testified in 472 different trials and so on and so forth. And they come to the stand, raise their right hand, swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and say exactly the opposite of the other experts. And I mean exactly the opposite. So on one hand, the expert says, I have looked at the evidence and I know it's circumstantial, but I am an expert and I conclude this person is guilty. And then the other experts, I have examined the evidence and after all of my experience and my education, and I have testified in 486 different cases, and I have concluded the defendant is innocent. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? Experts on both sides testifying exactly the opposite. Now, are they both experts? Yeah. In fact, if you got 10 experts on the prosecution side, they're not going to let them testify unless they're an expert. But then the defense has 10 experts on their side, and they're not going to let them testify unless they're real experts. But the experts come to completely different conclusions. So in these times that we're going through, I think, you know, I don't think we should just dismiss the experts. But at the same time, I think we need to take what they say with the proverbial grain of salt. And that's why a constant theme on this program, you probably get sick and tired of me saying it, but I mean a constant theme on this program. Think for yourself. God gave you a brain. Use it. Use it. All right, I need to take a break, and we'll move on to some other things, but I just love that quote from Winston Churchill. He didn't think much of experts. Sometimes neither do I. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right. How many times have you heard me say the liberal left destroys everything it touches? For instance, the Pulitzer Prize. Oh, my goodness, the Pulitzer Prize is the ultimate in journalism, writing, and so forth. Well, it used to be until the liberal left took over complete control of the Pulitzer. The New York Times is shouting from the rooftops that they one of their staff won a Pulitzer Prize, namely Nicole Hannah Jones. Yeah. Have you heard of Nicole Hannah Jones? Well, she calls herself, and I'm making this up, she calls herself the Beyonce of journalism. doesn't instill a whole lot of confidence in her journalistic ability. But anyway, that's what she calls herself. Now, what did she win the Pulitzer Prize for? Some of you remember several months ago, you and I discussed the 1619 Project. It was a series of essays published in the New York Times. You remember that? Now, many of the things we discovered and discussed about the 1619 Project was, number one, it was terribly historically inaccurate. Historians all over the country slammed it. And I'm talking major historians, not just far right-wing, kooky, conspiratorial, conservative historians. No, major university historians across the country really, some mildly criticized it, some ripped it to shreds. But it was almost universally criticized for taking huge liberties with history. That was number one. Number two, it was so bad that the New York Times had to revise it twice. They had to revise it twice. Let me give you an illustration of one of the things they had to revise and one of the things they had to change. Here is a quote from the 1619 Project. All right, here's a quote from it. Quote, "Conveniently left out of our founding mythology is the fact that one of the primary reasons that colonists decided to declare their independence from Britain was because they wanted to protect the institution of slavery." See, the whole 1619 Project was based on the premise that the only reason America was established had nothing to do with religious freedom, the pilgrims, and all those crazy stories. The only reason, the primary reason America was established was to protect slavery. That's the reason why they came across, anyway. So she said in the 1619 piece, "Conveniently left out of our founding mythology is the fact that one of the primary reasons, the colonists decided to declare their independence from Britain was because they wanted to protect the institution of slavery." Well, again, historians had a fit. And the New York Times was forced to revise that to say, "Conveniently left out of our founding mythology is the fact that one of the primary reasons some of the colonists decided to declare their independence from Britain was because they wanted to protect the institution of slavery. They were forced to put in some. Not many, not most, certainly not all, but some. And how do you argue with that when you say some? Because if one of the founding colonists wanted to protect slavery, well, then that would be accurate. There were several other revisions that had to be made as well. For instance, you ready for this? The Essay 1619 claimed that the Declaration of Independence was signed on July 4, 1776. Actually, it was put together on July 4, 1776, but the actual signing didn't begin until weeks later on August 2nd. That was just two of the things. So it was almost universally criticized for being factually inaccurate, jumping to conclusions that cannot be corroborated from history. That piece of shoddy journalism was awarded the Pulitzer Prize. No, I'm not making this up. I am not making this up. A piece that was not just criticized heavily, because, hey, something really good can be criticized heavily, but it was found to be factually inaccurate, even by some pretty far left historians, had real trouble with it, so much so that the New York Times had to revise and issue revisions in order to make it at least more accurate. That piece stating that the very DNA of America is racism was awarded a Pulitzer Prize. But she is the Beyoncé of journalism. I know that the President Trump, sometimes is probably sometimes too critical and harsh with the news media. But when he calls a great majority of the news media fake news, he's right on. He is right on. Pulitzer Prize. Wow. All right. Take a break. We'll be back.